So, seems like this is actually happening. Welcome to the first episode of the Ambition to Meaning podcast. My name is Johannes. I'm from Germany. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm so happy to have you here and to have myself here too, and to record this right now. I'm super stoked and happy to do this. And maybe you're asking yourself what all this podcast will be about, what you can expect here right now, today, in this episode, and in the future episodes. And in this episode, I just want to give you a sneak peek and a short description of what this podcast will be about. And I think I can do that best because we humans, we learn best by hearing just the stories of other people. And so I want to tell you my story, how I came to start this podcast. So if that interests you, listen closely and let's go. I hope you're with me. And I'm super happy to do this. And I'm so grateful to have you here listening to me. So, as I said, my name is Johannes. I'm from Germany originally. And in 2016, I started my first business. I was selling products on Amazon. It was nothing like very creative or so. I didn't had the idea that will change the world or anything. No, I just started importing products from China and Korea mostly. Products like microfiber towels, and I was selling them on Amazon. Yeah, I flipped them on Amazon. I made a nice profit doing that. And yes, I can indeed say that it was a business that was financially very successful. And that was not the only business. Like, after 1.5 years doing that and documenting it on my own website and on a YouTube channel, people started reaching out to me. They saw my successes because I also shared my numbers, and they were reaching out to me and asking for help. Yeah, mostly people that were stuck in their life, stuck in their 9-to-5 jobs, and they just wanted any kind of solution to get out of that. And building an Amazon business seemed like a good way out. And that's why many people approached me, and I started helping these people, coaching these people, and gaining a lot of money through that too. So after like 1.5 years, back then I was only 19 years old or 20 years old, I think. And I already made a lot of money, like way more money than both my parents made together. And I was only 20 years old without ever being at college or anything. And it was, of course, an eye-opener for me. And yeah, the next 1 or 2 years after that, I think only like a year more after that, till I was 21, I just kept doing all that. I kept growing everything bigger. I started more ventures with friends of mine, and just the money came pouring in. I think in the best months, it were around like 50,000 euros in just 1 month in profit. And it was just very crazy for my past, from my perspective. Like, I was grown up in a normal family in Germany, and yeah, I was just super excited to do more and more and more. I was extremely ambitious, till one night, that was in 2018 in January, in the beginning of the year, after I have left. Yeah, I immigrated Germany. Since 2017, I don't live in Germany anymore, and yeah, I just went and started traveling the world, which of course I could afford very well. However, in this night in 2018 in January, I was with two of my best friends. We were in Indonesia, in Lombok, and we had that a kind of a hut very much outside of the center of the town, and there was literally nothing there. So it was literally completely dark after the sun went down, like at 7 p.m. maybe. And it was completely dark. There was not even real electricity. We had no Wi-Fi in the beginning. And it was the first time for years, maybe even the first time ever in my life, that I was truly just connected to nature and nothing else. So there were no real sounds except the birds chirping outside and the frogs making their sounds outside. There was nothing. It was just all dark. And normally we went to sleep at around 8 p.m. because there was just nothing to do anymore. And the darkness also made us feeling very tired and sleepy. And that was very, very interesting to be in that new world. Yeah, even though we were maybe a few miles, few kilometers outside of the town, but it was just completely different. And this led to something very special. I don't know, it was not in the very beginning, but like after a couple of nights, I found myself laying in my bed, just listening to all the sounds of nature in the complete darkness and listening to the bamboo of the hut I was lying in. And it's just like, it gave me, I felt lost. I felt so, so lost in that night, in that moment. And I had no idea what was happening to me. That was like the worst feelings I've ever experienced. That was like the worst that I've ever experienced. I felt so lonely. I felt so lost in that night. I felt so lost that I couldn't even speak to my two best friends because I felt like no one and nothing, and no one will ever understand me, and I could never really tell anyone what I was feeling. And I was just so lost. And luckily, because of the time zone changing, I was able to call my mother and talk to her. I was able to do that, and I was very, very glad about that. That helped me, but it was purely like I felt so empty from inside. And in back then, I didn't understand why that happened to me, and I really condemned that night. But today, like 1.5 years after that, 1.5 years ago, was it? I can tell, and I'm 100% sure about this statement, that this night has been the best fucking night of my entire life. Because this night changed my entire life. And it helped me letting go of so, so, so many things, so many obstacles I had created for myself in my own mind. And today, like after the transition, after the last 1.5 years, I really, really made a transition, like a personal transition, I would say. I really started to develop personally, and this is going way beyond the personal development that is known in like the cycle, in the circles of entrepreneurs, of business people. Like most business people, when they talk about personal development, they talk about Grant Cardone and Donald Trump and whoever telling them to just go all in and just hustle all day and do. Yeah, like becoming more and more and more and more ambitious, yeah, and try to get more out of life and do everything faster, become more productive and all that stuff. And all that stuff helped me back then to, yes, become financially successful. But at the same time, it led to this incredible feeling of emptiness. And for me, at least for me, I can tell that this is not the real personal development that I want to do. And this is not leading me into the right direction. And what's leading me into the right direction is my feeling, my own feeling that I have, listening to my own inner voice, listening to my own heart, and following my own voice, my own inner voice, and following this inner calling that I feel. And back then I couldn't feel that, and I couldn't sense that. And back then I already had it. Like, we all have this inner calling in us. It's just the question whether we are able to listen to it, or at first to hear it, and after that to listen to it, and after that to follow it. Yeah, those are maybe the three steps. First thing is to hear the inner voice, the inner calling. Second is to listen to it, and the third one is to follow it. And that's truly when your life changes, and your life really becomes a manifestation of what your inner being, of what you really want to do and be in your life. Yeah, and that's kind of the transition I made. So in the last 1.5 years, I really made this transition from trying to become more and more and more and faster and better and more productive to just live a meaningful life. And a meaningful life for me includes helping other people and on their journey and on their development. And whom could I help better than people that are right now in the situation that I was in, yeah, like 1.5 years ago. And that's what this podcast is about. In this podcast, I want to help you, the person listening to this, yes, you. I want to help you to also live the most meaningful life you can imagine if you are already an entrepreneur, and maybe you are already financially successful, who knows, but you just have the feeling that this cannot be everything, that this cannot be it, and that there's way, way more to experience. And I can tell you that feeling is absolutely right, like based on my experiences in the last months and right now in my life. I can tell you that everything you have experienced so far is just the beginning of a very adventurous journey. And I'm happy to help you and to guide you on that journey with my podcast. And that's what this podcast is about. So I hope you like it. And I hope you're going to join me on the future sessions here. I'm very glad that you are here with me. And I'm happy to help and to help you, guide you, and just help you going from the ambitious, maybe a bit stressful life you're living right now to really, truly become one with your inner voice, with your inner calling, and just create the most meaningful life you can imagine. That's what I want to help you with. And thank you for being here. Bye-bye.